Resume. Okay, recording has started. I'm gonna be honest with y'all this morning. I've had a tough time knowing which way God wanted me to go with the word for today. First, let me say this. We had an awesome word last week from Dan. He told us about our shields of faith. Amen. And that was a wonderful, awesome, great word of God that we all need to remember and take in. We need to just live by the word of God that God has given us. And God has giving us some awesome words. So we need to keep them in mind. And they're being recorded. So and some of you asked for the recording. So when you ask for a recording, you need to go back and hear it again and again and again and again. Okay, today's word. I had some kind of wondering which way God want me to go this with the word of God today. So I'm just going to do what Holy Spirit say do. This morning, I want you to go on a journey with me. A journey with me and Holy Spirit. And I'm going to start this journey by telling you what transpired last week. Probably about a couple of days ago, maybe the middle of the week sometimes, I started not feeling right. I started feeling kind of funny, not feeling well, and not knowing what was going on in my body. And you know, not just something not being right. You ever had a feeling when something just didn't feel right, or you just didn't feel right, and you're wondering what's going on? Yeah, I had one of them. Somebody's not muted. You need to mute yourself. But I had one of those moments. And the last time that happened to me, all of you know that I wind up having beginning stages of pneumonia because I was moving and working and working, unpacking and doing stuff and overworked my body and wasn't paying attention when I started feeling that way. So I could pray. The right way. Well, last week I got feeling that way, but I took time out to pray. Even though I didn't feel like praying, I didn't feel like praying in tongues, I didn't feel like doing any of that, I pushed through and did it anyway. And when you're in places like that, you need to push through. You don't quit, you don't give up, you don't stop, you push through till you hear or you understand what God wants to show you, how you can come and counterattack the enemy. God, the enemy told me stuff like, you know, oh, you're getting sick again, pneumonia's coming back, and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. So I had to, okay, let me mute somebody that's not muted. Okay. But I had to do that. I had to push through and pray, you know, and renounce and counterattack all the enemies, all the things the enemy was saying to me, all the things that he was trying to bring on me, I stood against. And of course, you see, I'm well and I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me this morning. You know, so I stood against the enemy and all of his lies that were coming against me. But in the midst of all of that, taking time to pray, taking time to really continue to seek God, because I told myself this. I told myself that I am not going to stop the momentum that I have with the Lord and the Holy Spirit. If anything, I'm going to kick it up a notch and do more. So I said, I'm not going to stop praying. I'm not going to stop spending time with the Lord. I'm not going to stop standing in the word of God. I'm going to keep on doing what I know I should do. I'm not going to quit, but I'm going to keep on going. So that's what I did. I put on my soaking music. I worshiped. I spent time with the Lord. I read the word and I prayed in tongues. And I did that. And in the midst of that, the Holy Spirit began to speak to me. I finally began to hear. Well, before I began to hear, I started remembering the things that God has said to me. I started remembering the blessings of the Lord, the victories and what God had brought me through. and different, and maybe some prophetic words that I had gotten. I started remembering the goodness of the Lord. And in the midst of all of that, then I began to see something the Holy Spirit wanted me to see. I began to see that, and I had put limits on God before and had to take them off. Sometimes we think we have taken all the limits off of God, and we have not. Well, most of the time we have not, because as we grow, other limits come. But the Holy Spirit began to show me that I had a limit on my life. I put it there by God, put it there for some reason or another, maybe something I heard or something somebody said or what somebody thought about me or something like that. But there was a limit. And I had allowed myself to come up to this place where this limit was, but there I was at that limit and needed to get rid of it to really flow into the rest of what God wanted for me, the rest of what God had for me. So today we're going to talk about don't limit God, let the limits go. Don't limit God, let the limits go. What I had to do was I faced those limits. I saw the limits and I had to renounce the limits. So what's renouncing mean? Renounce means you give up. You refuse whatever it is. You resign yourself with a formal declaration saying, this is not who I am. I will not have this anymore. I take this limit off. I refuse to follow the limit. I refuse to obey the limit. I refuse to recognize the limit. So that's what I had to do. I had to do that. So I guess God want me to tell y'all how I got to where I am with this message. So we all agree to what? We're all in Christ Jesus. There are no limits in Christ Jesus. There are no limits in what God can accomplish through us, with us, and in us. There are no limits. He can do more than what we could even imagine, think, or ask. And that's not a problem for most of us. Most of us know and believe that there's no limits in God. Most of us agree with the truth that he can do more than we can even ask or imagine or think, because he can. And that's not the problem. The problem isn't whether or not we believe that in Christ there's no limits. The problem is there's still areas in our lives where we have limited the power of God in us in certain areas in our life. We limit him by our thinking, our belief system, our past experience, who we are. I'm this, I'm that. I can't do this, I can't do that. That's how I used to be. When God called me to start a church, I'm a single woman, Lord. I ain't got no husband, because you know, Lord, you need a husband now. You need a man. And what we say, women, you need a man now. That you need a man with you, Lord. And then I thought about back then another limit was because I was Black. And my age, 71 this year, I had all kind of reasons why I limited God. Well, God got rid of all those limits. By the grace of God and allowing Holy Spirit, all those limits are gone, and I'm not limited by any of those anymore. But I realized last week through Holy Spirit that I limited how much I could grow, how much God could do through me, how much God could use me. And I didn't realize that was something that I had put a limit on God in. Didn't realize the Holy Spirit showed it to me. Didn't realize until he showed it to me. As we grow in the Lord, if you're growing in the Lord, you're going to reach those places. If you're growing in the Lord, if you're really allowing God to grow you spiritually, If you're really taking time, like Robert taught us about spending time with the Lord, you're hearing God, you're spending time with him, and you're not stopping. You're doing it whether you feel like it or not. You get this momentum and you don't quit, but you keep on. If you're doing that, then you're going to be growing spiritually. And if you're growing spiritually, you're going to get to areas in your heart and your life where the Holy Spirit wants to bring an adjustment. Doesn't necessarily have to be anything bad, although the Holy Spirit will make adjustments, you know, when it comes to anything in our life that's against the will of God for us. So there's going to be times where the Holy Spirit wants to make adjustments. I want you to go with me to Ephesians 4:17. Ephesians 4:17. And I'm going to read the New King James Version. I thought about Dan's message about our shields of faith. Last week, I had to use my shield. I had to use my faith, and I had to also use my sword, which was the word of God. I had to use both. I had to use both to get through that place, that area where I was getting ready to grow spiritually. And it depended on me taking the limits off so God could take me through that. Let's look at Ephesians 4:17. I'm going to read it and you can follow along. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. And we had this in Bible study last week. And Paul was telling them, okay, you're saved now, so you shouldn't walk like you used to walk. You shouldn't walk like the other Gentiles walk that are not saved. He was talking to Gentile believers. He said the other unsaved people, they walk having their understandings darkened. They're alienated from the life of God, that Zoe life. Why? Because of ignorance in them and because of the blindness of their heart. Why was their heart blinded? Because they were ignorant about the word of God. There was an ignorance as to who God was, what God had done for them, and how much God loved them, and what God wanted to do in them. They were ignorant of that. So that caused them to, what? Have a blindness of heart, and they were alienated from the life of God. Then Paul said they were past feelings in verse 19, and I'm going to go to verse 20. Then he said, but you, we that are born again, we that know the Lord, we have not so learned Christ. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus Christ. There are some things on this Christian walk that we learn because we're in Christ. We learn it through the word of God. We've heard the word. The word has been quickened into us. We've been taught by Christ and we know the truth. So we're able to walk in that truth because we have grace to walk in that truth. And then he said in verse 22, you put off. Okay. He's not saying, he said, you put it off. You put it off. Why did he say you put it off? Because we have the grace to put it off. When I found that I had that limit on God, that I had limit what God could do in me. I had limit how far God could take me. That I had to renounce that thought. I had to renounce that belief. I had to do that because I had grace and authority to do that. So there are things that we have grace and authority to do. So he said, you put off concerning your former conduct. You put off the old man, which grows corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. When you put off the old man, by what? Putting on the new man, renewing your mind. How do you put on the new man? You renew your mind. When you put on the new man, you're putting off the old man. And then he said in verse 24, and put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Then he tells us what to keep doing. Put away lying. You put away lying. Okay. Each one of you speaks truth with his neighbor. You do it because you have grace to do it. You have grace to do it. Be angry, but do not sin. It's okay to be angry, but don't sin. Our anger should be against what? The enemy and the things that the enemy does. That's what we should be angry at. We really shouldn't be angry at people. We really should not be angry at people. You get angry at that spirit that's driving the person. You get angry at whatever that thing is that person has done. And that way you don't sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. We've taken that some other ways, but I want to put it this way today. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Don't let the sun go down without you doing something about whatever it is you're angry about. Whatever the enemy has done that you're angry about, don't let the sun go down. You take the word of God and you attack that thing with the word. You attack that thing with your authority. You know, what if I just lay down? The Holy Spirit showed me the limits I put on God. And I just didn't do anything about it. But when God gives you a holy anger against something, you do something. You use your authority. You use the word of God. You do something. Then it tells us, don't give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more. He goes to tell us all these things. Let him who stole. So that means you, if you've been a thief, don't steal no more. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. If you've been doing that, then, you know, don't do it no more. You got grace not to do it. Here's what I want to get to in verse 30. Verse 30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit. There are some things that we are to do. But then there are other, because we have grace to do it. But then there are other things that we should allow Holy Spirit to do. Hope y'all get this today, because I know it's all, but I'm going to have to give it to you. Holy Spirit, tell me to give it to you. But do not grieve the Holy Spirit. How do we grieve the Holy Spirit? When we don't let the Holy Spirit put away from us things he wants to put away. When we don't acknowledge and recognize the things that Holy Spirit highlight that we need to allow him to do. Maybe you can't do it on your own. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. Let means allow the Holy Spirit to put away the bitterness. Allow the Holy Spirit to put away the wrath. Allow the Holy Spirit to put away everything that Holy Spirit shows you. Why is it sometimes we don't want to spend time with the Lord? Why is it sometimes that something in us wants us to stop? Want you to stop praying. Want you to stop seeking God. Want you to stop spending that quiet time with God. It's because the enemy, or what it might be a stronghold, it might be the enemy, does not want you to get to the point where you allow Holy Spirit to get rid of that stuff that he's been using against you. So let the Holy Spirit. We got to press in. We got to press in. I don't know about you, but ever since I moved, the enemy has been bringing attacks and things against me, my body, my car, my whatever, you know, these attacks have been coming. But, and it's going to be like that. When you decide you want to press in, when you want to decide you want to take off the limits, when you decide you want to go on with the Lord, when you decide this is enough, it's enough, it's enough, I'm tired of this, I'm going to keep going, then you better know the Holy Spirit don't want you to keep going. You better know he wants you to quit. You better know he wants you to give up. But you got to decide. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit do his job. Let the Holy Spirit do what God has given him to do in our lives. Allow him to put away all that stuff. Allow him to do that. Let the Holy Spirit, don't grieve him. Let him do his job. He will take away all that. Because all that stuff limits God working in our lives. It limits God in us and through us and in everything that God wants us to do. And we're going to get to those places where you're going to have to fight your way through it. And what I mean by fight, you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith. I'm not talking about works or nothing like that. You have to fight the good fight of faith. You have to use that shield of those shields of faith Dan talked about. You have to use them. You have to use your sword of the Spirit. These are not just little good things, cute things we're learning. These are not just little things that we, you know, it's okay to quote and know. But these are our tools, our war tools. Because we don't fight. Our things we fight with are not carnal. But they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Limitations that we put on ourselves or allow to be put on us, they're strongholds. And they got to go. They got to go. Because every one of us are going to get to that place where God wants us to be. We're getting through this. Victory is ours. Some of you need to declare war. You really do. Some of you need to declare war. You need to declare war on whatever is holding you back, whatever's hindering you, whatever's keeping you going forward. You need to declare war. You need to declare war. And you need to declare war and fight with the tools that we have been given to fight with. Dan gave us 1 Corinthians 9. They're adversaries. They're adversaries out there. But guess what? We're not going to quit. We are not a people that quit. We are not a people that give up. Thank you, Dan. 1 Corinthians 10, 9. No, we're not. And I'm the pastor, so it's my job to put my pastor hat on. My pastor's hat on today, y'all. See it? See my pastor's hat? It's on today. So we're not a people to quit. We don't give up. So don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Yes, but we don't allow the Holy Spirit to do his job in us. We grieve him. We grieve him. Okay, let's look at something else. Let's look at the definition of limit. Limit is something that bounds, restrains, or confines. If there's something that's keeping you back, restraining you, confining you from going forward in the Lord, going forward in what God has called you into, then there's a limit there. There's a limit. Something is limiting you. There's a limitation. I don't know what your limitations are. I know what mine have been. I know what God has showed me. And as I grow in the Lord and progress in the Lord and in the ministry and in things God have called me to, I'm probably going to find out some more limitations there that I don't know are there yet. And I'm going to have to allow Holy Spirit what? To get rid of those limitations for me. And I do that, but whatever Holy Spirit tells me to do, renounce it. With the word of God, or whatever the Holy Spirit tells me to do, I have to do it. Sometimes to get rid of a limitation, especially a limitation of fear, you gotta do what you're afraid to do. Do it anyway. Do it in the name of the Lord and do it with Jesus. And you will find yourself breaking through that limitation barrier. Let's look at Psalm 78, 41 and 43. I got two examples I want to show y'all. Psalm 78, 41 through 43. The children of Israel tempted God, limited God, and did not remember. They tempted God, limited God, and did not remember. Psalm 78, 41 and 43. Yes, again and again, they tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember his power. The day when he redeemed them from the enemy, when he worked his signs in Egypt and his wonders in the field of Zoan. And that chapter just goes on, naming the things that God did for the children of Israel, naming the things he did for them. But what did they do? They tempted or tested God. What does tempted mean there? What's the Hebrew meaning of that? It's a verb meaning to test, to try, to prove. Although people were forbidden from putting God to the test, they often did so in the old covenant. There are scriptures, a whole bunch of scriptures that they were forbidden to do that, but they did. Over and over again, they tested God. And every time they did that, they limited the Holy One of Israel because they did not remember. How did they test God? God said to do this. Well, God, how do I know I'm going to be able to do this? Well, my goodness, couldn't they remember? What about Pharaoh? What about Egypt? What about the Red Sea? They didn't remember none of that. I so love remembering what God done in my life. I so remembering that, what he done. Remembering what God done for me got me through a long dry spell before I went to Caris Bible College. I was going through this long dry spell. And I had all kinds of doubts about myself, all kinds of doubts about my relationship with God. And the enemy just kept bombarding my mind. But what kept me going was I could remember. I could remember that first time that God spoke to me when I was in my 20s. I could remember what he did. I could remember those encounters with God. I could remember. I might couldn't feel nothing right then. I might was kind of shaking what I believed right then, but I could remember. Some of you just need to remember. Remember what God has done. When you get up against this limitation and you're tempted to limit God, remember what God has done. Remember. They did not remember. And if I can't, I'm like Bill Johnson said, if I can't do nothing else, I sure can remember. I might can't feel nothing. I might can't even do nothing right now, but I sure can remember. So remember, remember. Let's look at Mark 6, 3 through 5. People in Jesus' hometown limited him by being offended. They put a limit on Jesus and all he could do for them because they got offended. They got offended. And they said this in Mark 6, 3 through 5. Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, Jose, Judah, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? So they were offended at him. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own house. Now he couldn't do no mighty works there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. Why? Because they were offended, and their offense limited God. Why were they offended? They were offended because he's just a carpenter's son. You know, the son of Mary. That's I mean, he ain't no big thing about him. He's the brother of James, Jose, Judas, and Simon. I mean, we grew up with him. Where do you get all this stuff from? Why do you think he can do all this stuff now? So they got offended. And because they were offended, they limited the anointing of God that was ready to heal and to deliver them. They put limits. Their unbelief limited what God could do for them. A lot of us, our unbelief has put limits on what God can do in us. It's not that God has not done it through the word of God. It's not that it's not already ours. It is. It's because we have limited his word from working in our lives. We have limited his promises from working in our lives because of what? Our unbelief. Our unbelief. So all he could do, that Bible said, was lay his hands on a few sick folks and they were healed. Why is that? Because there were a few folks that weren't offended. There were a few folks that didn't have limitation on what Jesus could do because of who he was, where he grew up, who his family was, and all that, who his brothers and sisters were. So what does it mean to be offended? To cause a person to begin to distrust and desert one whom he ought to trust and obey. When you get offended, it causes you to begin to distrust and desert one whom he ought to trust and obey. They ought to have trusted and obeyed Jesus. Because they were offended, they didn't. Another definition is to be offended in one, to see in another what I disapprove of and what hinders me from acknowledging his authority. When we look at someone, and because we think we know everything about them, because we think they are nobody, they don't hear from God, we get offended. And that offense will limit us from receiving from that person. To cause one to judge unfavorably or unjustly of another, that's being offended. That's what offense will do. And being offended will limit us from receiving from that very person that God has sent to us to receive from. Don't limit God. Take the limits off. Recognize the limitations that you put on him and allow Holy Spirit to rip that stuff off. To rip it off. And we got tools. I mean, I'm trying to get you to see and to hear. Dan went through the tools last week. Robert gave us tools to use. And I don't know about you, but I've been using my tools. And they've been working. And I hope you've been using yours. Because if you do, they'll work for you. And another thing is, you can't quit. You got to press through. 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 You got to press through those limitations. You got to press through those disappointments. You got to press through those setbacks. You got to press through them. You got to press through. You got to press every limitation that the enemy has brought, you gotta press through it. Hallelujah. You got to. Because if you don't, you're gonna stay on the other side of it. And the other side is not victory. The other side is gonna keep you from everything that God has for you to experience. It's yours legally, but are you experiencing it? You gotta get through all of that. You gotta get through it all. Every limitation that the enemy throws at you, every limitation that you have accepted, realize you've accepted it and renounce it and get rid of it. Get through it. Don't limit God. Take every limitation off. Take everyone off because it's so freeing. It is so freeing when those limitations are gone. It's so freeing. When everything we've limited God about in our lives is gone. And now we can walk in victory in that area of our lives. and you can experience everything that Holy Spirit says is ours. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. God, we just magnify your name. God, we thank you for your word today. God, I just thank you for who you are. And I know everybody else does too. I thank you for being who you are. And I don't have to try to be anybody else. We don't have to try to pretend. But we can be who we are in you. And you delight in us. You so delight in us. If we just could see how you delight in us. You are just delighting in who we are in you. You're delighting in who you have ordained that we be. You delight in us. And all we have to do is just be your sons and your daughters. And that's enough. That's enough. That's enough. Just to be sons and daughters. Walking in the path that you've given us to walk in. Being who you say we are. By the help of Holy Spirit. God, we say thank you. Thank you for every victory, Lord. Thank you for every victory. Every victory, we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for every victory. We say thank you. Every victory is already won. Every victory, God, that we're receiving and getting and walking in. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. No limitations. Allow every limitation to go. Just let it go. Just renounce it. Use your shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Let it go. Press through. Press through in spending time with the Lord. Press through in your quiet time. Press through in the word. Press through in your relationship with the Lord. Just press through. Press through those disappointments. Press through every disappointment. Just press through it. Press through it with Jesus. Press through it with the Holy Spirit. Press through it. To press through it means you keep going. You don't stop doing what you know you're supposed to do, but you keep on doing it. You keep on doing it. And then breakthrough comes in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.